Welcome to the 5-Minute Podcast, bringing you 300 seconds of all things media, marketing, creative, branding, and digital, powered by centuries of experience and streaming worldwide. And now, here is the Leverage 10 team.
Welcome to the 5-Minute Podcast, brought to you by your friends at Leverage 10. Speaking of our friends at Leverage 10, we're honored to have Diane Mills from San Diego, California, the Leverage 10. Diane, is it the Leverage 10 offices, studio? It's all one and the same, I believe.
All the same. We're full service.
Full service, so our office doubles as a studio.
But that's on the Leverage 10 campus out there.
It's a part of the Leverage 10 campus.
Okay.
The compound.
Okay.
The compound.
So which building is she in? Is she in A?
She's an A player, so we house her in the A, okay. in the A building.
Good.
Boy, you don't want to see the people that are in the B building. But speaking of B players with Leverage 10, we've got Bill Decker here.
That's B for Bill. That's why you said that.
Bill, we give you a B-plus rating always, is bad plus terrible. So, Bill, on that intro, it's great to have you here. It's great to have you weighing in.
I could tell by the way you've built me up so well. I want my mommy.
Well, we'll knock you down. Now we'll try to take you back up. Bill, talk to me a little bit about solutions.
Well, solutions don't work unless you know what the problem is.
Okay, I like that line.
It's clear.
Yep.
And, you know, you'll talk about it a little later about this idea of opening up the hood, that kind of thing.
Yep.
But what I find salespeople do is they almost stigmatize their own effort. Oh, he's trying to sell me something. Oh, I'm trying to sell him something, that kind of thing.
Yep.
And I adopt an effort, which is I'm here to help.
Yeah.
I'm here to help. And if I look at your business helps clients, it maximizes their spend, it saves them money, it doesn't cost them anything. I don't know any more ways you can win, except if there's sales resistance because they don't believe you or you're not walking in with that attitude.
Well, and again, marketing services, mm-hmm. which is Leverage 10's business,
right.
at the end of the day, I mean, we go out and we provide marketing services. There's a difference, and Diane, you can certainly speak to this. There's a difference between going out and saying, hey, we can help you. And we're here to help you. And oh my gosh, we're great. I mean, sure, we're made up of a team of phenomenal people. But for us,
and you,
well, I found the phenomenal people. But to be able to just go out and say, hey, we can help you without knowing what the problem is, something seems like it's out of order there. Diane, I know you agree with me on that.
Absolutely. No, I think it all comes down to it's all about conversation, asking the questions. You know, what's keeping them up at night? What are their pain points? What are their challenges? Identifying those and then going from there. And we may be able to help them. We may not be able to help them, right? Depending on what those things are. But it's identifying them for sure.
Well, and Bill, you know, as we built Leverage 10 and put it together, we've got a heck of a lot of products in our suite.
Yes.
We have a heck of a lot of solutions.
Yes.
Is a better way to say that.
Yes.
So, you know, to Diane's point, we have to go out and ask those questions. I mean, we can't just run in and go, oh my gosh, we've got this unbelievable dashboard that will measure your marketing spend against sales coming in, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They might not even need that. We
right.
don't know what their problem is until we do our diagnosis and really try to uncover that.
Well, you know, we talked about this on previous podcasts, and if you can't help, but you can help them find someone who can,
yeah.
you're building that relationship. And
sure.
you're doing a better job. You know, you and Diane can walk into a prospect and you're hot to sell and they need your product and they say, we're having real legal problems right now.
Right.
Do you know a media lawyer?
Right.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I've got the person for you. And maybe you don't get the sale that day, but you're selling the solution because you've listened to the problem.
Yeah, and I'll tell you one little pitch that I'll put in for our company is, I mean, we are the first in line to tell you if we can't help you, mm-hmm. we'll just tell you. I mean, Diane, how many free audits do we do of people's marketing plans and marketing campaigns? And yes, I will be sincere and honest and tell you that
you can pitch, John. It's all right. The sales is not unholy.
The majority of the time, we'll look at something and go, "Yeah, we think we can do better." But you know, Diane, back me up here. If we can't, we're the first ones to tell you, "Hey, you got a good thing going. Stick with it." And there's not a whole lot we can do for you here.
Absolutely, because at the end of the day, we only want to be there for them if we can help them grow. And if we can't, then we got to move on and they've got to move on.
Well, and equally as importantly, at the end of the day, look, we want clients not for next week, not for next month, not for next year. We want them for the next decade. We really do. So by taking that approach, I think it serves us well. Guys, thanks for your time today. Totally appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to the 5-Minute Podcast. For more, be sure to check us out at leverage10.com. to get in touch, email us at win@leverage10.com.